It's a flat fact that World War II could not have been fought, much less won, without the Navy unit called the Seabees. The formal name is the U.S. Navy Construction Battalion, but they prefer Seabees, and they built stuff during the war. They built airstrips and hospitals and campsites and bridges and roads and more, mostly on terrain that you would swear it couldn't be done. But they did it. Painter First Class James Rothermel of Brenham is a retired educator and a proud Seabee who spent 13 months at Guadalcanal during the major conflict on that island. As we observe the 60th anniversary of the end of World War II this month, we honor all veterans and now the Seabees. Hi, I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meese & Associates. We'll have more with James Rothermel of Brenham right after this.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese & Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese & Associates, an involved community partner. Meese & Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese & Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
When James Rothermel went to the Naval Station at Corpus Christi as a civilian painter, he learned from one of his commanders about this group called the Seabees.
And he said, well, with all the experience you have, you shouldn't be going into the regular Navy. You need to be going into the Seabees. And I said, what are the Seabees? And he explained it to me. And he said, I'll tell you what, I can give you a third-class petty officer rating. That made up my mind. Since I had been at Corpus Christi, I knew about the Navy quite a bit.
Seabees, for the most part, were an older lot because many of them had already learned their craft of construction.
Mostly all of them were real strong in their craft or their occupation that they were in civilian life. Mm-hmm. And most of them were about 35 to 38 years of age. And that's for all Seabee battalions, the early battalions that were organized early 42. And I, being a painter, a construction painter, had about 6 or 7 years of painting. I was fortunate to have earned a rating of third-class petty officer.
Off to the Pacific, James Rothermel's outfit had heard the rumors they were headed to one of the war's hot spots, Guadalcanal.
It was military scuttlebutt that we were going to Guadalcanal, but we never had really official orders presented to us that we were going there. But we had, you know, the scuttlebutt and the talk. We usually were able to figure out where we were going.
Indeed, the fighting at Guadalcanal was raging at that time. First thing, build an emergency landing strip for crippled planes to land while fighting the Japanese.
We started on about November the 29th, and December the 15th we completed it. It was an emergency landing strip for crippled planes from aircraft carriers and those from Henderson Field, rather than land on the ship or Henderson Field to tear up the field with the crippled plane. We had this built for that purpose.
The equipment they needed to build what they built was taken with them for the most part on boats. They pretty much had what they needed.
Yes, we were very fortunate. We had, you know, bulldozers, maintainers, and drag lines, and cranes, and whatever, what have you, and 500 or more men on tractors and bulldozers and what have you can do a whole lot of work in just a short while.
What they didn't have, they came up with. And they built, and they built some more. Tomorrow, the agony of Guadalcanal during the height of the Pacific campaign, fighting more than just the enemy. With painter First Class James Rothermel of Brenham.
When I went to visit
I'm
James
Tom
of Turbeville
Rothermel recently in Brenham, I was taken at this veteran's pride in not just his own service, but of the gallant and brave work of the Navy Seabees. Hi, I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meese & Associates. Yesterday, we introduced you to Painter First Class James Rothermel, proud member of the U.S. Navy Construction Battalion at Guadalcanal, World War II, during the hottest period of the Pacific Campaign. Building airstrips, roads, hospitals, bridges, everything that needed to be built to win the war, dodging the enemy attacks at the same time. When James Rothermel's unit arrived at Guadalcanal in 1943, their first job was to quickly, very quickly, get a landing strip on the ground.
And we did that within, we started on about November the 29th, and December the 15th we completed it. It was an emergency landing strip for crippled planes from aircraft carriers and those from Henderson Field, rather than land on the ship or Henderson Field to tear up the field with the crippled plane, we had this built for that purpose.
Captain James Carney was the commander of Rothermel's battalion. He has a tragic memory of Captain Carney.
When we finished the field on December the 15th, he went up to Henderson Field and borrowed a plane. Being an aviator himself, picked up a gunner and a radio operator, and he came and tested the field, made several landings, and he got through. We all surrounded the plane, and he commended us very highly, and then he got into the plane to go back, to take it back to Henderson Field, and as it went over the Skylark Bay, why, motor failed and crashed in the ocean, and he and the radio operator gunner were killed. And he is buried there at Guadalcanal and at the burial ground there.
The work continued. The next job was to build two larger runways, more permanent runways, on terrain that it would seem impossible to do. The strips were appropriately named.
Yeah, we built Carney 1 and Carney 2. And Carney 1 was a field for which had about 7,000-foot runway and taxiway, and it would accommodate B-24, 25, 26s, and 17s, and all big bomber planes.
Right.
And these planes went ahead and softened up the islands as we moved toward Japan.
Now, the Navy Seabees did a whole lot more than just build airstrips.
Building roads, building bridges, and we built one particular bridge that I do recall the dimensions on it. It was about 20 feet wide, 210 feet long, built of solid mahogany, and it was sawed by our sawmill that we had set up.
And all this while in a defensive mode, because air raids by the Japanese, a daily concern.
Nearly every evening, we had what we call a washing machine. Charlie would come over and fly around and harass us, and he used to come in about midnight or thereafter, so we wouldn't get a whole good night's sleep, and it was more or less harassment than anything. And before he left, he would drop his bomb somewhere on the island. And then we had a group up in the mountains that had a heavy piece of artillery, I guess a 75 or 90 millimeter, I don't know how big it was, but it would lob shells over at our mess halls, so we'd have to run and, then go back and eat and all that stuff and other. But he never tried to hit a mess hall, never tried to hit anybody. It was just harassment.
The Washington County Veterans Memorial is the pride and joy of James Rothermel. He spearheaded its construction 3 years ago. Tomorrow, we'll talk about that as we finish up the story of Painter First Class James Rothermel, proud Seabee of World War II.
We conclude our story of Navy Seabee
James Rothermel of Brenham. As we told you, the Seabees had the job of building what needed to be built to fight World War II, and certainly the war had been fought hard at Guadalcanal, and that's where James Rothermel's construction battalion served in 1943 and 1944. Hi, I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meese and Associates. James Rothermel was a painter first class and a mighty busy one.
Whatever needed painting, well, we did it. And we primarily were a sign shop. We did a lot of signs, not only just for my outfit, but all of the outfits on the island that needed sign work done.
There is so much to tell of his story, the air raids that his unit endured, spending most nights in the bomb shelters that they had built next to their tents, the rains, the floods that had them walking for miles in chest-deep water, making something out of nothing, building airstrips, bridges, and roads. For example, his unit produced 188,500 board feet of lumber in 1 month, more than 170,000 tons of gravel taken out of the river to build the airstrips, over 46 tons of ice produced. Fast forward to just 3 years ago in Brenham, James Rothermel was chosen to spearhead the construction of the Washington County Veterans Memorial.
Commander of the American Legion post there at Brenham, we have a Galva Club, and this Galva Club had some money on hand, and the building of the National World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C. was being started, and big drive for money. And so we voted to send $500 to this memorial for its completion. And went back to the post and reported what we did. Then It was mentioned then that maybe we ought to build us a memorial here for the veterans of Washington County. And that went on for a couple of years. We discussed it many hours, many times. And one night I said, look, we've talked this to death, and it's time for us to do something about it. And the commander pointed at me and he said, Rothermel, you are chairman of this group. And he pointed two other people. And then we worked for about 2.5 years and finally finished it.
It's a beautiful place, right beside the famous Fireman's Park Baseball Stadium in Brenham, something that James Rothermel is very proud of.
That's the most honorable thing I think I've ever done in my life.
After his discharge from the Navy, James Rothermel started a long and distinguished career in education, spending the last several years at San Jacinto College.
Then I went into the teaching profession. I taught at Brenham 3 years. I was a general classroom teacher there, and Grenada and Schulenburg, I was a high school principal. And then from Grenada, I went to Pasadena, to San Jacinto College, and became an instructor. And a short while after, I was department chairman of business, and then I became division chairman of business administration department. And I retired from San Jacinto College with 14 years there in 1978, and spent a couple more years in Pasadena, and we decided to move to Brenham, and we're there now and still going strong.
In even later years, James Rothermel served on the Brenham City Council and as mayor pro tem, public service indeed in his blood. James and Dorothy Ann Rothermel have 2 sons and 6 grandchildren. One of those grandkids, Matthew, has already served in Iraq, is now a Marine in Africa where he's involved in humanitarian efforts. On Monday, we will observe the 60th anniversary of the end of World War II. It's a pleasure to honor them year-round here. Veterans like James Rothermel, painter, builder, veteran, and teacher. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley.